live, but just barely alive, hacking their way step by dangerous step through the malaria-infested, unexplored jungles of South American Amazon. It's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your extremely well-loved host, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, renowned locksmith, explosive expert, and herpetologist, retired professional reptile rodeo clown, and a man who's sold more insurance than Patrick Mahomes combined, Peg Leg Greg Ringhausen. Also featuring author, attorney, first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, the longtime legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, a man who only wears high karate aftershave, and the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, Richard J. Ringhausen. And lastus, and leastus, marksman, sculptor, beloved father, six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling in Barcelona, Spain, a man who plans to donate his brain to science sometime before he dies, the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers, and the star of your show, Alan Ringhausen!
Woo!
The part of that...
It's got cut off. It's ready to go.
The part of that intro that I was... caught me by surprise and went a different direction than I thought it was going to, is when you were talking about yourself and the a man who only wears high, I thought you were going to say heels.
I was going to say,
not high karate.
And what happened to Old Spice?
That was the other thing is you'd probably have a better chance of finding high heels than you would finding high karate.
Right now.
Dennis wears Old Spice.
That's, does he? Well, you guys all did, I think, at one time.
Yeah, whenever there's a wedding.
We used to
just
go,
got the bottle and we passed it around.
We'd go out drinking, you know, and then we'd pull up wherever we were at, reach in the trunk, pull out the bottle of Old Spice. We'd all put our hands in like it was a huddle at before a basketball game.
Yep.
And just pour it all around. Everybody's talking
out. That was a good tradition. There you go.
Slap it on.
A little luck before we go in. A little Old Spice.
It was like putting a tag on somebody so that all the girls would know who to stay away from.
Just kind of walked through.
Oh my God, here they come.
Wow.
Well, that's one of them. That's another one.
They're as dumb as they are drunk.
that wasn't hardly possible.
That kind of right.
And, you know, this was a long time. You know, I was, 12 or 13? Everything we say on the show is made up.
Yeah, right.
There was something else in that intro that I was going to say something about. Oh, it's...
I finally found it. Must have been a
it's brain freeze.
We finally clicked. We've got sports, you know, kind of that time of year when you're getting to the end of football.
And March Madness is going
March
on.
March Madness going on. And as you're watching
baseball's getting ready,
all these different games and sporting events, you don't just sit there and just stare at the tube all like numb.
Gotta have snacks.
You gotta eat something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm drinking Diet Pepsi with it. Greg's is
wine.
Drunk. He is drunk.
Wine.
But you gotta have a snack with you.
What kind of box of wine do you bring?
Well, it's not a box, a couple bottles.
It's a keg.
Yeah. It's a keg of wine.
It's a gallon jug with a cap.
You got to keep it fresh.
Yeah. It's Mad Dog. Wow. Those were the days.
I've got a list of the 100
top snacks.
Most popular snacks.
100?
Are you starting from the bottom or is this going
to
be?
I think you should start about 25 or 50. Otherwise, we're going to get to about 67 and have to stop.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll zip up here to, what do you say, 25?
Yeah, let's go to 25.
25, and then we can backtrack at some other highlights.
Because, you know, down below that, it's going to be like chocolate-covered ants and, you know, other sorts of horrible things that nobody would really eat.
Okay, number 25. Here's where we're going to jump in.
Okay. Guess at them. Should we guess at all of them?
No,
Twinkies.
I'm not asking you to guess. I'm going to tell you. And then you could. No, it's pork rinds.
Yeah, okay.
Or what are pork rinds?
Pork
rinds.
Just what they are.
Pork skin.
Fried pork skin.
Deep fried.
Yep.
Deep fried pork skin.
And actually.
Yeah. And it'll cause them little bubbles
you
off.
You can go to the store and buy pig skin and take it home deep fried and it'll turn into
the
pork
same
rinds.
Thing.
Have you ever done that?
I haven't.
Then how do you know?
Well, I don't have the recipe.
It needs a lot of salt. And actually very healthy for you. One of the
pig rinds are?
Yes, they are. No fat.
Please. How yes. What?
Read the package. It's pig skin and salt.
It says they're crispy, they're airy, and perfectly savory.
Yep. You ever had pig rinds?
And healthy.
Very good.
According to Greg Ringhouse. According to Dr. Greg.
Throw some hot sauce on it, man.
It falls within the parameters of the keto diet.
Yes, it does.
Woo! You do know what you're talking about.
Yes.
But that's if they're plain. Now you start doctoring
well, yeah,
them
but,
up.
But you can get plain, oh, throw some
slop
hot sauce on
a little sour cream on them. And,
no, that's not good.
And sprinkle them with sugar.
They're number 24. We skipped 20. There's no 24 here. We've got 23 is...
What episode are we on before you start?
I don't know. The 30, number's gone. The 39. Number's missing. We skipped it. It's called number 39, the back cracker.
Ooh,
it's like, you know, you get the guy and like it's going to be a airplane spin.
Yeah.
But you got his back on your shoulders. You bounce him.
And it just breaks his back for him.
Yeah, kills him.
You've seen that. Dead. Like the professional wrestlers, when they do that to him, they flop around on the floor like a fish after they do that
to
him.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've had the back cracker.
The back cracker.
Number 23 are Snyder's pretzel pieces.
What?
It's like a bunch of busted up hard pretzels.
You know, those are tasty.
Which flavor do you go for?
Mustard, honey mustard.
That's what I like, too.
Yeah,
they have
good.
Barbecue also.
I know, but...
ranch.
And they got the hot sauce.
You've never had those?
They're like shellacked.
No, they're not.
No.
You don't know. You get them on your fingers. I mean, the residue is on your fingers.
Those are good. Coming in at number 2 is a candy bar.
20. I think if you took those pretzels and shellacked them with real honest-to-God shellac, you couldn't tell the difference between them.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, you don't think so. Butterfinger.
Oh, ho. My favorite candy bar.
Thought that
really?
At 22?
Yeah, I love
gone
it.
Higher.
A fresh one.
You got
they stick to your teeth.
No, you get a fresh one, they don't.
I don't like them when they get super hard in the middle.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't.
I get a fresh one.
At number 21 are Reese's Pieces. I think it's one of the most overrated candies out there.
What is Reese's? Is that the peanut butter?
Yeah, they're just peanut butter.
It's like an M&M, but there's no chocolate in it. No.
Like when they made Oompa Loompas?
Yeah. They wrapped them in chocolate.
Half chocolate, half peanut butter.
Yeah.
Now that was a good.
That should be number.
That was a fine snack.
We're not done with the list. They may be up there a little bit.
Now M&M does make a M&M peanut butter M&M.
You know, M&M has decided to try to like take all the candy shelf space that they can grab. There's like peanut butter M&Ms and mint M&Ms and crispy M&Ms and
coconut M&Ms, caramel M&Ms.
Yeah, this is just wrong.
I don't know. I like a good M&M.
I like an M&M as much
peanut
as the next guy.
Peanut.
Coming in at number 20 is a chip Ruffles.
Okay.
Ruffles.
That holds up to dip pretty good.
But do it the other way.
Ruffles have ridges.
There you go.
I want to go back to M&M's for a second.
Okay, go ahead.
During the holidays, you know, they'll change them to just red and green
M&M's.
And then during Easter, they make them like pink and purple.
Yeah.
Pastel.
Are you more apt to grab a handful of pink or red and green M&Ms out of a bowl at Christmas time than if there was the same bowl right next to it with just regular M&Ms?
Okay, first of all, I will not grab something out of a communal bowl.
I know that. I knew you weren't getting anywhere,
but
Rick,
if
with
I
that.
Was to open up a package of red and green.
Let's say that you had rubber gloves on.
Okay.
And no one else had dipped into the bowl yet.
Okay, so I'm first one going into the bowl. All right. That changes everything. And what was your question again about it?
Red or green?
It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
There's a bowl, one bowl of M&Ms, and it's got red and green M&Ms and Christmas M&Ms, and the other one's got just regular, all different colors.
I'm going to go with just the regular M&Ms because that bag of Christmas-related M&Ms could be last year's. I've been around you enough.
Okay, here's another question for you. Greg, you're blindfolded, and we give you M&Ms.
Couldn't tell the difference.
Just different colors. Could you tell the difference?
No.
Alan?
No, absolutely not.
Mm. How about you?
Yeah.
You could tell the difference?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this has got to be a, we got to have a project.
Yeah, the red ones are better.
You couldn't tell.
No.
Yeah, I could.
You're crazy as an outhouse rat.
I like that, and that's very true, because they are crazy.
You used to line the other day about ticks on a dog, too.
Yeah.
Full as a tick on a dog?
Full, you know, like a dog's full of ticks.
Well, aren't they?
Sometimes.
My dogs don't have ticks on them.
Well, they're not in the woods a lot.
Well, like a stray dog, like a country dog.
Have ticks like jelly beans?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I knew we weren't going to get 25. We should cut this down to 10.
Number 19.
Just a 19.
Chocolate-covered pretzels.
Well, you got some here, don't you?
These are chocolate and peanut butter pretzels.
Oh, okay.
You've already done pretzels. This is like the M&M shelf space thing. You shouldn't get to have more than one type of pretzel.
Well, I don't know. Those are coated pretzels. Okay, how about this? And I don't know what this
Buffalo
is.
Buffalo wings.
Covers.
That's probably number one.
Chex Mix.
Well, yeah. Yes, it's been so popular, it doesn't taste good anymore.
It never tasted good.
Oh, I like it.
Chex Mix?
Yeah.
Chex Mix is what... After you run out of M&Ms and Ruffles Chex Mix is the last thing.
Chex Mix gets the sweetness out of your mouth.
It's like when you go to your grandmother's house and the bowl of candies, those little square hard candies that have like pink and green colors on them.
Or the peanuts, candied peanuts.
I know what you're talking about, Rick. It's like hard Christmas candy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
I guess they still make that, but it's just to look at. Nobody actually eats that anymore.
It's actually glass.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're like little glass-colored ribbons.
We've got some of those at home, and they look good enough to eat. But I, okay, so you got your Chex Mix, which is the salty version, and then coming in at 17 is Trail Mix.
So what's in depends on what's in the trail mix.
See, it says
raisins and peanuts and
M&Ms usually in there. Too, M&Ms. Yeah. Almonds usually in there.
You throw some caramel corn in, and it's exactly the same as the Snickers bar.
Awful. Those are things that I could probably eat the things individually, but I don't want it all mixed together like that. Unless it's covered in chocolate, has caramel and nougat, and it's called a Snickers bar. Comes in at number 16.
You know that business of that stuff all mixed together? It's like you go to a restaurant, and they bring you out your dinner. You don't take a fork and just stir it all into one big glob and then eat it that way.
Some people do.
Yes, they do.
And it's disturbing.
Very disturbing.
You've seen that done?
Yeah. Well, hell, you can go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, get your food in a
bowl. Everything's in one bowl.
Yeah.
Potatoes, corn, chicken.
I understand that, but let's say you go to a Snooty and Fried restaurant and they bring you your potatoes and asparagus and they're artistically arranged on different sides of the thing. You're going to just take a fork and stir them all together.
Okay.
They'll throw you out.
Okay, Rick, go to a Chinese restaurant. Everything you get is like that.
Stir fried.
All right, go ahead.
Chinese stir fried. Next one.
Yeah, you just said you wouldn't eat your candy like that.
That's right, I wouldn't. Starburst.
Really?
Yeah, I can still remember when Starburst was a new thing, and they were fabulous. I loved them.
That's sad. Go ahead.
No, I never.
Don't you remember that?
I remember when they were new.
Yeah, I remember when Starburst were new.
Very rarely bought.
That
a
was
pack
one
of
that. The things that our neighbor Chucky was addicted to.
There's no
Starburst.
There's zero nutritional value there, right? And who knows what they're made of.
Who cares? They taste good, man. Don't ruin it.
They're like dried paste.
Okay, here's another one. And Rick, you're going to probably throw a fit over this one. Combos.
Oh.
It's another little pretzel-y thing.
With cheese or
peanut
butter.
But instead of being coated, it's filled.
Filled with either cheese or peanut butter, right?
Or goo or whatever.
Don't care.
Okay.
Starburst.
I couldn't imagine what 70 or... 26 to 100.
When you get a Starburst when you were a kid, did you take them and, like, roll them until they were round and then eat them?
No.
Oh, neither did I.
Yeah, okay. Nice try. Did you ever?
Okay. Things that Rick rolled. Things that Rick rolled until they were round.
And then eat some Tootsie Rolls.
Boogers.
Ooh.
Paste.
Did you ever have a kid that ate paste?
Oh, yeah. We had a kid in our class that ate paste. You never loaned him anything. He ate paste and he chewed pencils.
Pencil erasers? I don't get a kid that ate all the pencil
no,
erasers.
No, he'd gnaw around the pencils.
Are you kidding me?
You'd see his teeth marks.
Like a beaver,
like
huh?
Like a beaver.
Yeah. He had issues, man.
Is that on the list?
Pencils?
No. But coming up next is Twix.
Twix are good.
Twix are okay, other than that they're idiotic ad campaign right
left
now.
Or right?
Oh, the left
and right,
yeah,
twist.
Dumb.
You know, if
I'm tired of that.
If they changed to where you got a pack and one was slightly different than the other one somehow, that ad campaign would make sense.
Okay, but I think they do make different flavored Twix now. You can get a peanut butter Twix.
Well,
if
then
I'm
they
not
should
mistaken.
Put they should make one a
one
right
caramel
one left.
And one, yeah. One peanut butter.
Like buying a pack.
And it's a mystery which one you're going to bite into.
You should be able to buy a pack of Almond Joys and Mounds with one of each in them.
Well, that'd be good. Yeah, I agree with that.
Why they don't do that, I don't know.
That would be simple.
And how hard is
they'd
it?
They'd lose shelf space to M&M's.
This is true.
Yeah, probably. Lay's potato chips.
Okay.
Just straight up Lay's potato chips.
Did you say Lafe like Leif Lorton?
L-A-Y-S. Lay's potato chips.
Pretty boring.
Yeah.
I like Lay's potato chips. Let me ask you this. When you were a kid and you'd get the little bags of Lay's potato chips.
Let me ask you this. Put a dollar in the bowl.
I'm not going to.
All right. Go ahead.
Would you ever smash them to where it's like powdered and then just like drink them out of the bag?
No.
So me rolling the Tootsie Roll into a ball is disgusting, but you smashing all your chips and drinking them out of the bag,
okay,
is
but
it?
But wait a minute. They'd already been tenderized on the bus. Okay.
Same way, we go back and get our lunch off the counter. It'd be just stamped. I mean, they're doing a tap dance on those things.
All right. Lay's chips. What's next?
Kit Kat. Break me off a piece of that.
Kit Kat bar. Yeah.
Kit Kat.
They did have a snappy ad.
Let me tell you something. Let me put a dollar in a bowl first off. And then let me tell you something. Kit Kat has the...
Tell you something with this right here,
Kit Kat has the best flavored chocolate of any of the candy bars that's out there. And I could tell the candy bars apart just by the chocolate.
Kit Kat Mars?
I would say... I just guess that would be it.
I think it might be Mars. Coming up, number 10, Fritos.
Oh, I love
sing
Fritos.
The Frito song.
I am the Frito Bandito. Me Fritos, corn chips, and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend.
Did he pull out a gun and point it at you at that point? Didn't he?
Yosemite didn't Sam, I think
the offending part was just the character itself, wasn't it?
Pretty much. But it's salt, corn, and oil.
That's it.
Fritos.
Most corn chips
are. Oh, you got to like that.
Yeah. But now
what a
they
great
make,
collection.
Honey barbecue twist, and they make chili.
Those chili cheese are great.
Really? Chili Fritos are good?
Yeah.
You can eat them Fritos?
Yeah.
Chili Fritos?
I like chili Fritos. Did you know you can get...
Craig, you look like you're getting ready to get up and go get a bag.
Well, I'm going to the store after this show. I'm telling you, loading up.
You ever have taco in a bag?
No, what? I haven't, but I'd like to try that. Well, throw chili,
a taco in a bag.
Chili and cheese and stuff on top of the Fritos.
They take
right?
Just cut the top off of the small bag of Fritos, dump a bunch of chili in it, some cheese, and some shredded lettuce, and eat it with the fork.
I thought you were talking about getting a bag of tacos from Taco Bell and smashing them up like your potato chips.
Well, that's what you're doing with
shake
this.
The bag around a few times and then just pour them in.
That's what taco in a bag is.
Yeah, pretty much.
But they have the at sporting events.
Did not know that.
And, you know, there's certain people that shouldn't be allowed to eat those because it just turns disgusting.
Later on.
Here's one that's totally different. Gummy bears.
Gummy bears are high. I can't see. We're having a big football party. Bring the gummy bears and the beer.
Yeah, I love gummy bears and
the
beer.
You got to give the kids something.
That's the beer.
Throw them in the other room.
Okay, do you roll those into a ball too, Rick?
I don't eat gummy bears.
Nothing?
No.
Would you ever eat?
I don't
like those
gummy snakes either.
What about the Sour Patch things?
I don't know, but I see you rolling your hand together while you're talking about them, so you
well,
must.
I'm just imagining that I'm rolling up a
burger.
A gummy bear for you.
What are those?
Slick into your mouth.
What are those trolley things or trivold?
Trolley.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
They're like little worm candies.
Oh, I don't know.
Any of those gooey tasting things. Number 8 is a Cheez-It.
Okay.
Yeah, Cheez-It?
Yeah, I've had those. They're all right.
What about State Fair Saltwater Taffy? Is that the next one?
No.
You know, you could bring a box of saltwater taffy home and to Granny Ringhausen. No, she'd eat the whole box.
Well,
she'd just pull out
the box of whatever candy you put in the
robber. They would stack them up.
What are you talking about?
They would stack them up 2 stories tall at her chair at Christmas time, and she would be done by New Year's Eve.
You mean
she would have them all.
Yeah, yes. Granny liked her candy.
She did like a box of candy. She liked those fine chocolates that are in the little accordion little cups.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's kind of
Ferreros.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
At number 7, M&M's. There you go, Rick.
All right.
Man, it made the top 10.
Do they get like a, now number 6 will be peanut M&M's?
No, they're lumping all the M&M's together, whether they're crispy or pretzel or
just
going to
put them all in a bowl and stir them up.
Yes.
With their hand and then lick fingers and take them out.
Amazing.
I'll never eat them again. Mm. Okay, here you go, because this is going to create the same problem. Cheetos. Eat a bunch of Cheetos and your fingers get all cheesy. Do you lick them? You lick your fingers?
Everyone on earth does.
No,
absolutely.
They do not.
Yes, they do.
No, there's a thing called a washcloth and a faucet.
And you're telling me that
they're called wash rags. And second, you don't use them to wipe your cheese off your fingers or you'll lose the cheese.
There's not a person on the planet that washes their hand every time they dip their hand in a bag of
Cheetos. No way. You lick your fingers.
Okay, first of all.
You
don't share them.
And secondly,
you have your own bag of Cheetos.
Especially around your house. You just, when you walk
and
in, he just gives
those.
You a bag of Cheetos. And just,
Greg, you just put your hand down, the dog licks them off. and once it's good and clean, you go back in the bag.
There's a great dog commercial about that. That's amazingly funny.
I may not be able to go on.
What's your next one, Alan?
Also problematic, Goldfish.
Oh.
Overrated. I never understood.
How can that be that high on the list? They're so boring and tasteless.
They are boring and tasteless.
Then they
I think nowadays, anybody that has a child feeds Goldfish to their children.
You ever see the commercial for Goldfish?
And I'm talking about the snack, not the from the tank.
Yeah. You ever see the commercial?
It's not like you're feeding Larry Clunk.
They got a Larry Clunk guy on there. He's a big basketball player. And he says, can I have a handful? And he sticks his hand in the bag. He's got huge hands, and he pulls out
all of them,
and all there's about 20 coming out of the bag, and the guy that has the bag looks at him like, really?
Yeah, who is that guy? Some big, tall, foreign guy.
Yeah, he's a basketball player.
Who doesn't know better than to reach into someone else's?
I could just see Allie when the guy comes up to you.
It's yours.
Take the whole bag.
I'm done.
Where are we at?
We're at number 4.
Okay.
Which is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
All right. I mean,
you know, we're missing some great snacks here, I think, if we're at 4. But go ahead.
Do you want to comment on the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but
the small ones are better than the big ones because the chocolate to peanut butter ratio is better.
The chocolate to peanut butter?
Actually, I like the big ones because I like a little more peanut butter.
Well, you're wrong. Go ahead.
What about when they make the egg-shaped ones?
You knew he's going to come back.
What about the egg-shaped ones?
Yeah, they're too icky. You mean like Cadbury cream eggs?
No, the Reese's egg. But yeah, they get kind of oily or soft on the center underneath. Something ain't right there.
You can't roll them up, can you?
You could. It'd make a mess.
Gotcha.
Pringles.
Okay.
I can't call them Pringles potato chips because they're emulsified, reshaped potato product.
That's a pretty good description.
All food should be like that. Every food they make, they should emulsify it and make it into a shape that stacks nicely and eats easily. Fried chicken chips. Pork rinds are pretty close to it.
Okay, here's another one that's taking up a lot of shelf space. Oreos.
Oh, my God. Do you ever go to a cookie aisle?
There's like 20, 30 flavors of
Oreos. And the other cookies you're looking for are just toast.
And they make double stuff. When they started making double stuff, I started paying attention. And then,
now they have triple stuff.
Triple stuff and the ultimate Oreo now. It's got, you know, but now you can go in and buy this 2-pound Oreo cookie. It's just a giant Oreo with the thick layer of cream in there. Oof. You seen those?
No.
You're going to be buried with one of them?
I don't know, maybe.
Well, didn't they come
now
out
you,
with like,
you know, those Christmas balls that we had, those Oreo Christmas balls?
Those were wonderful.
Well, that's just emulsified. You take your...
and rolled up.
You take
right
your
up
Oreo cookies and give them the lunch bag on the bus treatment, and then roll them up and cover them with chocolate.
I'm not complaining.
Okay. I didn't know.
I thought that was a wonderful way to do it. Okay, number one was Doritos.
They were going to get it because of the... They just like your shelf space.
They spend the most on
commercials.
Yeah.
But what happened to the chicken wings, pizza?
Yeah, where's pizza?
And like chili
Greg
cheese
says, chicken wings.
You know,
well, it's got to be somewhere below 25.
Chili.
Maybe these are brand name products.
Flip through things. 26 Hostess cupcakes.
These are all commercial products.
Cream pies, yeah. Planters nuts.
No Little Debbie's.
Doesn't have jelly beans.
Milano's cookies.
Like ticks.
Twinkies was 30th. Kettle chips comes in there. Just a chocolate chip cookie.
Now,
what's
how come
a,
you
can Take Five? That's a, some kind of candy bar?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Bugles? They still make a bugle?
Do you put them on your fingers?
You like throwing those?
Of course I do.
In. Yes.
Okay. And do you eat them then?
Yeah.
But you won't lick the Cheetos after you eat them?
But see, you can put those bugles on each of your, like your fingers and then bite them off without actually touching them again. It just touches your teeth.
If touch your fingers.
Oh, here's one. I don't get this at all. Number 35, Wheat Thins.
Oh, God.
Wheat Thins?
Yeah. Triscuit.
Oh, hey, guess what? We're having a Super Bowl party.
Oh, by the way.
It's all Wheat Thins.
This is worldwide. It's not just America. And this would explain number 36, chickpeas.
Oh, it's India, yeah.
Don't they make that into hummus or something?
That is correct.
Wow.
Okay, here, we were talking about the sour candy came in 37th. Skittles were 38. I like Skittles. Rice Krispie Treats, 39. Heath Bars were 40th. They beat out Hershey's Kisses.
Boy, those will pull the fillings out of your teeth, too.
Yes.
Popcorn, 42. Fudge Stripes, 43. Pita Chips,
bit of honey
44.
Will pull his fillings out of your teeth,
well,
too.
Oh, here's something to pull your teeth out. Rolos.
Rolos won't pull your teeth
they
out.
They had a snappy little jingle, though. There are lots of chili rolls in a roll for you if you're choosy about what you chew. Caramel, chocolate, and real...
Salsa?
I don't know that one.
Potato
skins.
Do you know that salsa is the number one condiment in America?
Yes.
Gushers.
Taquitos.
I don't think I've ever had a Gushers. Teddy Grahams, 47. Nestle's Crunch, 48.
What about those
jelly beans?
What about those
number 49?
Jelly beans like ticks. Do they? What about those candies you suck on inside of them would have like Alka-Seltzer? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Zots.
Is that? Yeah, Zots.
Yeah.
They still make them?
Oh, yeah. You can still get those. Animal crackers were 52.
Do you know? Let me back up.
Baby Ruth.
Back
one of my
up.
Favorite candy bars was 54.
Stop.
But mine was up
stop,
higher
stop.
Than yours.
Do you know that on the animal cracker box that the animals
55?
Are no longer in circus wagons?
Yeah, because whatever, PETA got a hold of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that pathetic?
It's tall.
Funyuns, 56. Sun Chips, 57. Zebra Cakes? Oh, that's a
oh, those are really good cakes.
I love zebra cakes.
You know, and I had zebra cake ice cream was pretty good too.
Pretzel crisp.
But those are I didn't hear Little Debbie on this list.
Nilla wafers was 60. Well, we've had several Little Debbie snacks. Runts. You ever eat Runts candy? You know, like
I don't even like the sound of it.
The only time that comes out is at Halloween.
I'm not going to eat anything that sounds.
What about a whatchamacallit?
I think that someone should be slapped for that naming that candy bar, too.
Whoppers? What about Whopper? You like a Whopper? Not the hamburger, but the malted milk balls?
Those are pretty good.
Fruit roll-up? Just the jerky. Just any kind of jerky.
Now, that's wrong. You got to stop there, because there's a lot of jerkies there. You buy them and regret that you've bought them.
Okay, here's one. I don't
They're
know.
They're not all not all jerky is created
not
equal.
All jerky is the same. Like that kangaroo jerky that we had.
Well, it was terrible. If I had to eat kangaroo my whole life.
Have you had bacon jerky?
No. Is that a thing?
Oh, it's delightful. Yeah, it's a thing. It's a good thing. Pocky? Have you ever had Pocky? You know what Pocky is? Greg, do you know what Pocky is?
Absolutely not.
It's like these little graham cracker sticks dipped in chocolate.
It's not like some paste that they have in like Pakistan where you just dip your fingers in and drag some out and eat it.
No, that's hummus.
So here's my list of the top.
Nutter Butters. 70.
Hold on. Greg's got a new
list. I got a list. This is
mixed. His is wrong.
No.
Yeah, but I want to hear give Greg. A damn. I'm overriding you. I want to hear Greg.
You know, if you're watching a sporting thing, here's what you need. You need spinach artichoke dip, number 10. Pigs in a blanket,
can't
number
go
nine.
Wrong with spinach artichoke dip.
I can
nacho,
eat pigs in a blanket.
Nachos, hummus. I don't know how that got in there. Buffalo wings.
Dip your hand in a dragon.
Just grab it out. Here, take this, Allie. Tater tots. Chips and salsa, guacamole, and meatballs.
Those are good. Now, that's a good list.
That's good. If you have those 10 things at a football game party, you're in.
I'm thinking if you had those things laid out in a bowl on your Thanksgiving table,
that would be good
Thanksgiving.
Too.
It'd be a fine Thanksgiving.
Fine. You bet that.
Other than the hummus, I'd probably leave that out.
I gotta have something for the kids.
If I were a kid, I would go for the meatballs and the pigs in the blanket. And knock the hummus off the counter. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, we're out of time. We're way out of time.
All right. Well, then
super out of time.
See you later from
Greg Gator.
Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestler has been brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for our cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that legal in hand, see you later from Greg Gator, Rick Gator, and Alligator. This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network. Accept no substitutes.